Log Talk Radio.
Maybe not on the level of I only speak English, they only speak Spanish. What the hell? Damn. Hold on. My Instagram jetted on me. I don't know. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. Instagram been acting real shady lately. Been shade tree lately. I don't know. But welcome to the Daily Go Get a Business Show, y'all. Peace to all my day ones, my everyday. Listen. Health and Beauty Tony, I don't know what happened to the other stream. That thing just said. But Instagram been acting a little funny lately. You know, they've been acting a little funny. If you want to, if you don't want to be on Instagram watching the show all by yourself, you can come over to the YouTube side where there are people. go to youtube.com/sun752. SUN752. But the choice is yours. If you feel more comfortable over there, that's all good. But the love without the understanding, like if you don't understand somebody, like I said, not on the level of you only speak English, they only speak another language like Spanish or French or German or Italian or Swahili, whatever the case may be. I'm not talking about not being able to understand somebody and that mode of communication. But when you don't understand what motivates somebody, when you don't understand what gets somebody to do something, when you don't understand why somebody does something, when you don't understand the way that a person thinks and why they think the way that they do, which might compel them to do the things that they do, it can be a little tough to really, really get into them. And that's what we're talking about when we talk about loving somebody. We're talking about somebody that you can get into. You know, that's not a word that I use a lot, and probably because of that movie. What was that movie? He's really not that into you. I don't like when white people come in and start taking black sayings and all of that, then make movies all out of them. And next thing you know, we saying that shit as if we didn't create it. But anyway, but really, when you talk about loving somebody, you are talking about somebody that you can get into. I mean, get deep into. Now, when you get into a person, you get into their way of thinking. You get into their way of feeling. You get into their history, their present day, and what they want for the future. And hopefully, y'all want the same things in the future, or at least want each other for the future. When you totally don't understand somebody, how are you going to get there? How are you going to get to a area of higher concentration from an area of lower concentration? How are you going to get from the beginning, I just met you, but I'm digging you. I think that you're cute. I think that you're handsome. I think that you, whatever the case may be, I want to get to know you a little bit more. How do you do that when somebody is showing you from the gate that they are a little bit different, maybe a lot bit different? Now, there's nothing wrong with being with somebody who is different than you. There's nothing wrong with that. And being different or accepting of somebody who is different from you doesn't mean that you don't understand them. It doesn't mean that at all. It can mean quite the opposite. Like, yo, this thing ain't my thing, but I understand why you do it. Somebody might be different from you the same way that your brothers or your sisters or your mother or your father or your uncles or your aunts and cousins and friends that you grew up with. They may have been different from you in a familiar way that somebody that you really love is different from you. So you might still understand them, like, yeah, my brother used to do that, or my sister used to do that. And I kind of got it. We grew up in the 80s. People in my generation, we was teenagers in the 80s. And in the 80s, there were a lot of different things that you could do. It's Throwback Thursday. We can get into this, right? So in the 80s, you could have picked a lot of different personalities, a lot of different hairstyles. It wasn't all high top fades and mousse in your hair if you was white. It wasn't all that. There were different things that you could do. There were different ways that you could dress. Not everybody was into bombers and sheepskins and long leather trench coats and stuff like that. Not everybody was into that. And you didn't have to be. You could carve out a different lane and walk your own path. And people, even though you weren't doing the same thing as everybody else was doing, you may have gotten attention because people was like, yo, look at that. It's different, and that's why it's fly. That's why it's hot. That's why it's attractive. So when you get with somebody later on that dances to the beat of their own drum, it's like, yeah, I get that. I get that. Yeah. They Dougie-ing while everybody else is Harlem shaking. That's cool. They whopping while everybody else is Pee Wee Hermaning. Get busy, y'all. So, taking it back to the 80s. If you are a black person that grew up around white people, you wasn't going to have no bombers, no sheepskins. You wasn't going to be rocking gold chains. Or if you was a female, you wasn't going to have a bunch of gold rings and bamboo earrings, shrimps, swirls and all that. You wasn't going to do that. More than likely, you weren't exposed to all of that. So you might have been a little bit different. So, in your vernacular, it might have been a little bit different. You know, instead of, what's up, y'all? What's going on? It could have been like, hey, how are you? What's up, guys? Could have been like that. You know, women can get away with that type of shit. Dudes, black men that ain't exposed to other black men. Yeah, man. Let's just say it doesn't seem to work out exactly the same way. But nonetheless, they have their own thing. And it might be different and attractive to somebody else. Or they might still have a certain flavor that's understandable. Like, I know why he or she talks a little bit more what you might call proper. Why they pronounce their words that way. Why their fashion sense is a little... They not rocking acid wash jeans. Two tones. They not doing that. They ain't up on Mickey Mouse gear and Coca-Cola and all of the crazy fads that came out in the 80s. Because there was a whole lot of them. So it didn't mean that they weren't understandable. What you probably are really looking for when you talk about somebody that you can understand is knowing that regardless of what they do, their heart is in the right place. They want to do the right things, and they're going to make sure that they don't sell me out, overexpose me, play me, make me look bad, present us as anything less than together as a team. And that's where trust comes in. So when you get with somebody that you don't, yo, the Instagram joint went out again. It went out again. Should I trip? You know what I'm going to do? Hold on. I'm going to cue Instagram up on a different phone. That's what I'm going to do. See if that helps. And this is the one I normally do it with. But since that one want to act, I want to act fool. Oh, yeah. All right, let's see. I'll add the title later, see if we can make it work. We good? Hey, yo, we good? I don't know. Quality seem a little better anyway. Samsung. Yeah, like when that LG, you know, it'd be looking kind of dark. This one looks kind of light. This might be the formula. Anyway, trust can come from understanding, because when you understand somebody, you can see where they're going with something, and you can trust that because I understand why he's doing what he's doing, it makes me okay and comfortable, because I don't have to worry. I don't have to be in this crazy space where they are concerned, because I know that regardless of how they look, regardless of their method, regardless of the path that they're taking, they're still going to do the right things, whatever those things are. Good looking Emily over on the Instagram side, and health and beauty Tony. Good looking out. I know this is kind of crazy. This is the third stream, so I changed the phone out. Let's see if that works. If that doesn't work, more than likely there's a glitch on Instagram. You know what? Hold on. Let me see if I might have to update the app. You know, because Instagram. Let me see. What is it? What are the apps? Oh yeah, it needed to be updated. That shit don't happen on Facebook. When Facebook needs to be updated, it don't act all crazy and shit. You know what I mean? With the messing up the live and everything. But nonetheless, when you understand somebody, I think I'm gonna just stick with this phone anyway. It looks better. The picture is better. It looks better. picture looks better. Definitely more clear. I think the camera might be better. Anyway, connection problems. Nah, my internet's straight. That. Ooh, it say live picture, live paused. Ooh, this might. Look, we might need to update Instagram on this one. We gonna see how it go, man. We gonna see how it go. All right. So yeah. Yeah, when you understand somebody, it can help you to be able to trust them. Simple and plain, you want to be able to trust somebody. Now, you can love somebody without trusting them. I know people say there's no love without trust, but I don't think that that's true. I think that there's definitely love without trust. There's love without a lot of things. There's love without trust. There's love without love back. There's love without affection. There's love without even a connection. I've seen love somehow weasel its way, eke itself into little spaces that it clicked, that it clearly didn't belong. But I love him. But I love her. But I love him. But I love her. But I love him. Love her. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. It's going to be that way. I have loved them since the first day that I met them. And I knew that I was going to get them, get her. Whatever I had to do, I'm coming on through. Yeah, it's me and you from now until I say no more. And that's probably going to be when you walk out the door. Or I will do the same. I love you since you told me. Your goddamn name. Your name is what? Big Butt Tanya is your name. What? Big Butt Tanya is your name. What? Big Butt Tanya is your name. What? Big Butt. Yeah, Big Butt. So, being able to understand somebody can help you to be able to trust them, even though love has been able to go on or develop even without a whole lot of things that you would think it would need in order to thrive. So do you need to understand somebody? Do you require to know where somebody is coming from in order to love them? Have you ever been involved with somebody who you love, but you totally didn't understand? Somebody that left you scratching your head constantly, like, what the hell is going on? Now, it might have started out where you did understand them or thought you understood them, and then maybe they got involved in something that made you cease to be able to understand them anymore. Like, maybe when you first met somebody, they was getting high, but you didn't know they was getting high. So they might have been maintaining on getting high in the beginning. As they got deeper into their addiction, it might have gotten harder and harder to understand them. Because it was like, well, why would you quit your job without having another job available? Or why would you put a down payment on a house when you only have a temporary job position? Why would you do that? We have children. You know, why would you get a car note when we barely have enough money to be able to afford $4.99 a pound chicken wings? Why would you do that? This ain't a time for no car note. Or if you love me, I don't understand why you make me look bad in front of other people. I don't understand that. I don't get that. You know, like when I need help and I'm asking for help and you see me struggling, I don't understand why you don't help me. I don't see why you don't step in, step up, assist. Especially when I would do the same thing for you. What's going on? I don't understand you. I don't understand you. So although the love may have been put in place, in order for the love to maintain, you might need to be able to understand the person that you're dealing with or the person that you're in love with. Does that sound reasonable to y'all or not? What's going on, man? Shout out my people real quick. What we got? Emily is in two places. Thanks for coming on through and taking up spaces. Carol Chamberlain, mi favorita. Yeah, so glad. Always good to see you, T. Carrie Wright. Morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your site. And Ansel Jones, Baltimore brother, you know that. Girls can't leave him alone. And Stacy White, yeah, you know that. It's always right. Thanks for coming through and shining your light. And my brother from another mother, Norris Hill, sit back, relax, do your thing, max and chill. And my sister, Robbie Ming, something like a queen for a king, come through to do a thing. So what y'all talking about? Do y'all agree or do y'all not agree that surely the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, man? Okay. So do y'all agree that you need to understand somebody in order to love somebody? Or do y'all think like, I ain't gotta understand them? Like, I ain't understood my wife in probably 30 years. And we ain't been married but 27 years. I ain't understand it during the courting stage, but I understood this. I understood that I like to be around her and I can't live without her. So here I am, wishing she'd go away. But glad she here. Can't live with her. Can't live without her. Try to live without her. I think I doubt her. Nigga would be able to really maintain if she don't come through and she's away. I'm insane. But I don't understand the thing she do. She spent all the goddamn money when she comes through. And I be like, yo, the bills is piling up. We can't pay this shit through with it. Little bit of money on the side. I don't know if she hoeing. All I be like, still, baby, keep going. Whatever you doing and whatever you showing, I'm just going to go along with that shit. I ain't going to throw in the towel. Not then, not now. I'm down for the long haul, but this child is crazy. Yeah, sometimes the person that you're involved with might act a little crazy, might act a little off kilter, might be a little confusing for you, but it might not be to the level that you don't understand them. But what about when it is? What happens when it's to the level that you don't understand them to the point where you can't trust them? Like, you can't trust their judgment. You know what I'm talking about. You know how it is when you can't trust somebody's judgment? Yo, the brakes went on the car last night. Did you take the car to get brakes? Yeah. Well, did you didn't take it back to the last guy who put the brakes on, did you? Well, yeah, because he messed up the brakes, so he had to fix them. Yo, that shit might be fixing us in heaven. Why would you take it back to him? Because we paid him money to put the brakes on. Now, I don't understand why you would... You got me. We got children. My mom rides in this car. We can't take chances on defective brakes on the car. Why would you... How much money did you pay him to put the brakes on? $25. And I gave him $5 tip. So you can't we can't take a $30 hit? Yeah, but if I took it to like, you know, like Pep Boys or you know, a place like that. Or like the dealer, the brakes gonna cost like hundreds of dollars. Like, can't trust their judgment. Don't understand the decisions that they make. Find it hard to support the decisions that they make because you don't understand what gets them there. They don't seem like sound decisions. They're not grounded in good logic, good sense, and safety. So do you need to understand where a person is coming from in order to be able to keep the love that you have for them going? Health and Beauty, Tony says, I don't believe in being in love. Wow. At this age. Wow. But you're married. One thing I don't believe in is being in, is being married to somebody that you're not in love with. It ain't happening over here. But that, but we can have different definitions of what being in love means. To some people, being in love means that's that, like, that youthful, nervous, scared to be myself around a person because they might not like me. You know, like, that's that I got a weave in my hair when they met me, so I got to keep a weave in my hair because they might see me without the weave in my hair and not like it. Or I wear a lot of makeup, and they never see me without makeup, so I got to do this. Or I had a good job when I first met her, but I don't have that same job no more, so I'm not handling that kind of money, so I got to act like I'm getting something that I'm not getting, you know, that kind of stuff. Like, that's not in love. I'm talking about the in love that lasts for a lifetime. You know, I ain't talking about that puppy love, goosebumps, heart beating out your chest, scared to say my real thoughts, you know, even agreeing with somebody that I don't agree with just to make sure that we don't have disagreements. I'm not, that's not in love. That's not. But some people never grow out of that. Some people never grow out of that definition of love. But I ain't rocking with that. I ain't rocking with that. Ansel Jones says, people don't know themselves. Well, that's true. And don't, number one, don't know what I want to eat. Interesting. Okay, hold on. All right. Stacey White says, you know when somebody has a pure heart and they won't sell you out. Sometimes you know, sometimes you don't know. Sometimes you really have to get to know them in order to know. What's up, Layla Harris? Haven't seen you by here in a little while. Good to see you. Good to see you coming on through. Ansel says, 2022, everyone getting sued because their feelings got hurt. You can sue somebody over hurt feelings? Let me find out that that's part of your civil rights. You know, you can't hurt my feelings. You can't hurt my feelings. You can't do that shit. Ain't a good look. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill, says, some people can't give the help that is needed. I'll be glad to lend a listening ear, but I won't be somebody's emotional tampon. Feel me? Emotional tampon. Where does he get this stuff? Dusty Boys, what's going on? Thanks for coming on, Thrizzy. Thanks for coming on, Thrizzoo. What kind of car are you driving, sir? Therapy. When I talked about 30 years, I said being married to somebody for 30 years. Not understanding somebody for 30 years, but you only been married to them for 27 years. I don't know. You might have got that. Yeah. Do you need to be able to understand somebody in order to get into them? Probably not in the beginning if you are the starry-eyed type. See, I don't know about y'all, but I still know people who are starry-eyed. I still know, I know people who, you know, who give a shit about what everybody else thinks about their relationship. I know a lot of people still who care more about appearances than their own happiness, safety, security. I know people that still stunting for the gram, that type shit. I'm like, stunting for the gram? Well, what did you do before the gram? I used to roll up the plat. Ain't nothing wrong with rolling up the plat. Used to roll up to the plat myself. still go up there now and then, see what's going on. It's kind of interesting. Kind of interesting. But the Platte is a lot different when you don't smoke or drink. Even at this age, it's like, it's a lot different. Without a bottle of something in your hand, something you rolled in your fingers, it's different. I ain't saying that you can't have fun if you don't smoke or drink. But when you're hanging around a lot of people that's really primarily out there for that, see, it ain't like it used to be. You know, you can't go up to the Platte, you know, to go scoop girls no more. Like, that was our thing. We used to go up there, scoop a bunch of numbers, maybe take home something that day. It used to be easy. I mean, I'm older now, and I'm still fly, but I ain't fly with that motivation no more. It's like old head up here, what you doing? what you doing? Yeah. Can't get a girl with a gold chain no more, or because you know how to pop a wheelie on a damn motorcycle. Like, yo, hey, you shouldn't you be riding a Harley? You ain't getting nobody on the back of a Ninja. You what you doing on the back of a Ninja, big ass man? Got to roll with the times. Anyway, Health and Beauty Tony says, marriage is not a fairy tale. There are lots of obstacles, and can you handle is the question. Here's what I'll say about that. I don't see marriage as being any different than a serious relationship that you're committed to without the state being involved. I don't think that marriage is any more serious than a serious committed relationship. I don't see it as being any different. And I'll tell you why. Well, I feel that way. A lot of people are married to this day. State says so. That doesn't spell out truth to me. You know? When you're only honest because somebody will call you a liar, then you're not honest. The truth ain't in you if that's the case. If you're only honest because, or should I say, if you only tell the truth because you're dealing with somebody who will expose you as a liar, then you are not honest. You do not tell the truth. Because without that accountability, you would go ahead and lie. And probably feel all right about it. So, in a committed relationship where you're not married and where you do the right things and where you support each other and where you're there for each other without the state saying shit about it, for me, that's stronger. It might not be a stronger institution in the eyes of the law, but it has to be a stronger institution in the eyes of public opinion. You know what? I shouldn't say public opinion, because the public opinion probably believes that the state is right, because the public mostly believes that the state is correct. So they don't mind the state getting in their business. But they'll tell their brothers and their sisters and their aunties and their uncles and their cousins and their mama and their daddy and their friends and their neighbors, stay the fuck out of my business. And that's amazing to me. So an entity that you don't know, don't see, and probably don't respect on your own, you will respect what they can tell you to do. But the people who actually care about you, know you, love you, and understand you, you don't respect them. Like, he or she ain't never been married, so they don't know what they're talking about. Well, I respect those who do things where there's no money involved. I respect creativity when it's straight from the muscle. I respect dedication when there are no where there are no visible rewards. Think about it. When somebody finishes a project and they're not getting paid when the project is finished, but they did that project as if they was getting paid millions, how can you not respect that? That's pure. But we lack so much purity nowadays that we wouldn't know that shit if we seen it. So getting back to the love without the understanding. If you love somebody because you understand them, that reeks and speaks of purity to me. Like, yeah. And if you find it hard to stay in love or stay loving somebody because you can't figure them out, I understand that, because you might have to question their judgment if you can't figure them out in any way. Like, how do I know you're going to do the right things? I don't understand why you do stuff. I don't get it. You put us in holes. You put us in bad positions. You cause us danger. And I don't understand why you would do that. You don't look for comfortable situations. I don't understand that. You don't travel the easy road. You always travel the harder road. You don't travel the easier, known, tried and true road. You always go for the harder, unknown road that's more like a gamble, and it doesn't turn out right. And I don't understand why you have a propensity to keep doing that, but that's you. Stacey White says, yes, you need to understand. Okay, cool. Cool. Robbie Mink says, understanding someone when you're in love will make the relationship go better. I mean, that makes sense to me. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get'emism Show, and we are talking about the love without the understanding. Here it is. Throwback Thursday, let's get real about relationships Thursday. You know. Robbie, okay, wait. Ansel Jones says a lot of retired military, can't handle not getting the attention when they were in uniform. I imagine policemen probably go through that too. Like, yo, I just so miss rolling up on the corner and harassing motherfuckers. I haven't slammed nobody on the hood of a car in so long. Ugh, life sucks. Robbie Mink says, "Let me know your ups and downs at the beginning, so I will know if I can deal with you." Sounds good. She also says the persons who are in love have to have understanding. True. I'm trying to think, have I ever dated anybody have I ever loved somebody that I didn't understand? I don't think so. Normally, if I don't understand a chick, I don't like her. Because if I can't understand, like, look, I might not be the sharpest knife in the knife holder, but I find it pretty easy to understand logic. Out of control emotions take a little work for me. I mean, like, I don't see how people can go through life just following their emotions, like, because our emotions lie to us. Our emotions tell us to go forward without any proof, without any verification, without a safety net, without any type of precautions. That's what our emotions tell us to do. our logic tells us, wait a minute, what are the chances that this shit is going to work? As a matter of fact, what are the chances that this is not going to totally fall flat and fuck up everything? What are the chances? I don't know. Don't look good. I don't think that we should go with the emotional route, but people do it. And there was a time when I probably would have said that it's mostly women who follow their emotions blindly, but it's not. Plenty of men do that shit. And that's why our prisons are full of men. They sow emotion. I ain't with it, though. I'm good. So, yeah. The love without the understanding, I think it can exist, but I don't think that it has what it takes to make it in the long haul. I don't think that it has the seeds to be able to blossom and grow in the direction that you need it to. I don't think so. Am I 100% right? I'm sure I'm not. I'm sure that there are plenty of situations where tenacity has probably overrode logic. Like, I'm staying in this shit. I don't care how long it takes or what I have to do. I'm all in like Paul in. All in like Paul in. What you know? I know this. Hold on. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. March 10th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Monica Laca Lameria, Monica Laca Lameria, and Fabiola Lusant. Oh, well, Monica was 54 years old today. Fabiola Lusant, 25 years old today. And Beverly Askia is 65 years old today. And Janita Roberts is 46 years old today. Jessica Short is turning 40 years old today. And last but not least, Nicole Woodward Bratton. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. March 10th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. The rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, check it out, and break it down. Sometimes you got to understand them then and not now. I know that love can exist in all kinds of scenarios that we never would have thought, but how long can it go on? Can it exist between both parties? Can two people who don't understand each other keep that love going? I guess from my point of view, I'm asking what legs do you have to stand on? What kind of foundation are you on if you don't have any understanding of each other? And let me ask y'all this before we get on about it here. Would you have children with somebody that you didn't understand? Now, we know people have done it. But would you consciously do it? Like, I don't know what's going on with this person. I don't know what's going on with this woman. I don't know what's going on with this man. But I'm going to go up in a raw and bust all crazy. I'm going to shoot the walls up. Pew, 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 pew. I don't know where the egg is, but I'm a fine. You might not even understand why you did it, you dumbass. Toxic union, toxic relationship, toxic co-parenting. That's the kind of stuff those things are made of. But it's all good, though, baby. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. Love is love. All right, y'all. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love you all to death. Resuscitate you and love you right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night for another Daily Go Get-A-Mism show. Because y'all know the Daily Go Get-A-Mism show is every weeknight. Urban Therapy with Sun Show on the weekends, 1 o'clock p.m. You know, if you want to come through, come by. You know, I mean, we always talking about some good shit over here. I hope you all enjoyed listening to the show as much as I enjoyed broadcasting it. So let me let y'all get back to making babies right now. Oh, a lot of y'all are past the baby making age. Women anyway. Got your tubes tied. Some of y'all done had the eggs removed, you know what I mean? All hysterectomied out. Yeah, hysterectomy. All right, let's get out of here. Listen, make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This has been another installment of the Daily Go Get-A-Mism show. So my blog talkers, let me get you on up out of here. Let me go bye-bye. Okay. All right. All right. So get blog talk out of here. And for my Instagrammers, Five Slammer Jammer, thanks for coming on through and let me exercise my grammar. All right, y'all, peace. And for my YouTubers, you know.